FM 104.6 for the Be About It show. And I hope you're all having a beautiful day. Happy Wednesday. This coming 1st and 2nd of November 2025 at the Auckland Showgrounds, we have the New Zealand Halal Show, and it's proudly supported by the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand. And what better way to have our amazing guest Sophia join us for today just to speak more about this amazing event that's happening on the 1st and 2nd of November. Kia ora and welcome to our show, Sophia. How is your day going?
Kia ora, good, thank you very much. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today just to speak more about this awesome event. If you can let our community know, what is the Halal Show all about? I've just been seeing on the website, but also the information that you sent through. Wow, this is a very well stated and also prepared, planned event. I can see the schedules for the 1st and the 2nd, and I'm just so proud of everything that you all are doing. But what is this event all about?
Okay, so this is the New Zealand Halal Show. This is the first time it's happening in New Zealand, the first ever one at the Auckland Showgrounds, which is our premier event ground in Auckland in New Zealand. So it's happening on the 1st and the 2nd of November, starting from 10 o'clock to 7 p.m. both days, Saturday and Sunday. And this event is free entry to everybody. So that's free entry and free car parking for the whole weekend. And this event is open to the community, to everybody in the community, not just Muslims. It's open to non-Muslims as well. So we invite everybody. We'd love to have you there. Come and check us out. We've got a whole outdoor food festival area happening. We've got about 30-plus vendors of food, different kinds of cuisines of food there for you guys. And inside, we've got free kids entertainment. We've got like Ferris wheel, the chair plane, bouncy castle. They're all free for the kids. And then we've got over 80 exhibitors made up of, we have a whole area that's dedicated to health and wellness. So we've got like the Breast Foundation, the Heart Foundation, all on board helping us support us there. So we're looking forward to a very epic event and wonderful. Hopefully the weather's going to be wonderful.
Amazing, Sophia. Hey, I like the saying, not a market, not a festival, an experience like no other. And is that the, you know, the vibe that you're wanting to give to the community, that it's an experience that you want for to captivate to our younger audiences, our younger community, and also our outer community, but for everyone?
Definitely. This is not your normal community market, but it is held at Auckland Showgrounds. So we've got the whole showgrounds on high available to us. So we're using all the halls. We were doing the seminars. We're doing workshop for teenagers. We've got speakers happening for the elders. We've got the whole health and wellness area for the elders, for their blood checks, a heart foundation. We've got a whole chill out area. We've got a lot of things happening in the weekend. You've got to come and check us out.
This is amazing. And how long has the Halal date or the Halal show has been running for, Sophia?
So this is actually our first year.
Wow.
This is going to be our first year. We've had it in the pipeline for a couple of years. We've been thinking about it, but with funding and with the support of our community, we've got some great people in the community supporting us right all the way through. That's enabled to make this event free, the kids' entertainment free, the car parking free. But just that's happened with the support of all the communities around us. So it's been very epic. So we're looking forward to a great first year and more to come.
Wow, I love it. And I'm just looking at the schedule for everyone that's tuning in right now. We've got Sophia from the New Zealand Halal Show that's happening on the 1st and 2nd of November. Oh my God, the lineup is crazy amazing. We've got the Juice Up NZ, Women's Health Talk, Values and Purpose. You've just got like a variety of, you know, events and also shows that are happening throughout the day. And, you know, Sophia, what are some of the things that you want to highlight for, you know, our young people, but also for our adults and also for our elders, just to have a little insight on?
So we've got speakers coming. We've got speakers coming from Australia. We've got speakers within New Zealand. We've got a speaker that's coming from Wellington. So we've got great topics happening, like parenting skills, marriage tips. We've got a cultural identity that's pretty much for the youth who's struggling in terms of cultural identity, not sure where they fit. So we've got that happening. We've got a whole fashion show happening as well. We've got a fashion show happening on Saturday from 3 p.m. Looking forward to that. That's going to be epic. And then we've got a whole mental health, women's health, whole talks about that happening. We've got people, professionals in the community who's helping us out, talking to the community and creating arenas. That's the whole point. The whole event is to uplift the whole community, the whole to uplift Auckland over South and just engage and create awareness of what's happening in Auckland, if not in New Zealand too.
Amazing. And, you know, for those that are tuning in, especially for the first year in regards to your sponsors and everyone that's been supporting, how much of an impact have they had for this first year of having the Halal show?
Oh, we've got some great sponsors on board. So we've got Fiance who really helped us out and supported us all the way through. We've got Pro Vitamin, they are exclusive vitamin sponsor. They are giving away, they've supported us big time, and they're going to have a whole showcase there, stand there. We're doing giveaways, samples and stuff like that. We've got Sadaka Welfare, which is our charity partner, who will be on ground making aware of what's happening in Gaza. So there's a whole lot of different aspects that's happening on the day.
Too awesome. And before we wrap up, would you like to give any thanks or acknowledgements to those that have been a part of this get up to get the show up and running? And we're 2 days away, 20 hours away, 48 minutes, and it's saying 15 seconds. I really love the website.
No pressure there, eh? It's just a big shout out to the community. Everywhere we've gone, the team's reached out. It's always been positive feedback from a lot of people within the community, outside the community. Everybody's just been willing to step it up, help us out in any way they can. That has been epic. So we've been truly, truly been blessed with the amount of support and the positive vibes we've been getting. So it's impressive.
Too awesome, and thank you so much to our amazing Sophia, who is part of the team for the Halal Show. It's happening this coming Saturday, the 1st of November to the 2nd of November, 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. And as mentioned by our amazing Sophia, free events, free parking, free kids entertainment. Their website is amazing. I love it. It's got all the information that you need. If you want to jump on the website right now, it's a New Zealand Halal Show. They are also on Instagram and on Facebook. You can see the description and event time, and also for the event address, just for those that are tuning in right now, it's the Auckland Showgrounds, 217 Green Lane West, Epsom, Auckland, 1051. If you've got your phone, download the GPS app, put it in, and you are there. For those that are not aware of where this location is, if you're coming up from outside of Auckland or you are in Auckland, make sure you're tuning in as well for this awesome event. Sophia, thank you for your time, for tuning in, but also for, you know, sharing this Halal Show. We're super excited, and hey, we might even come down and capture some content there for the day as well. You have an amazing day, and for those that are tuning in, stay tuned, because we've got more about what happened with the Tonga versus Samoa game that happened during the weekend. But for now, it is the New Zealand Halal Show. Big thank you, and tune in right in.
Thank you.
Passers-by all wonder why it's dark. Not a sound is heard around the dark. Will it always be this way? Will I see a brighter day? Please come back and chase away the dark. By all wonder why it's dark. Not a sound.
Yes, we are back live on the Planet FM Be About It show. And as mentioned, we did have the New Zealand Halal show on with Sophia. And now we are back for our second topic of the day for the Be About It show. It was all about the Tonga versus Samoa match that went down on Saturday. I'm not too sure if you were around, but wow. The neighborhood was going wild for the Samoa versus Tonga game. This was the lead up to the Pacific Nations Cup. And, you know, I have to say, there were so many flags that were shouting out in the community throughout the whole weekend. And it was, you know, one of those games where a lot of our people really came to support and also just to celebrate the sport of rugby league. But one reason why I wanted to come through and speak about this was the fashion that we saw, that I saw against the two teams playing out. And, you know, the country of Tonga is, you know, the main colour is red, alongside with Samoa was blue. Now, I saw, and I wish you will all see this, but we had one of, I would say, the girls in Samoa that were dressed up as a Samoan flag. And what better way to really represent your nation when you utilize a flag and make it into a dress? Now, I love that because sometimes when we look at our national flags, you either see them, you know, with the pole or, you know, as we see on the flag, and you can hold some of the flags as well, but to see it as a dress. Now, that is a whole vibe. And I think when I saw that, I was like, you can really be creative when it comes to games, whether it's, you know, football, netball, or even in this case, rugby league. It was great to see the fashion that was happening. And then on the Tongan side as well, because they go all out when it comes to their games or when it comes to not even just the fashion, but just the culture itself. And in the Otahuhu area, so in the South Auckland area of Otahuhu, I would say Otahuhu because that's how they say it in their language. We had some girls that were from Otahuhu High School, but also from the local area, that took the time to really make some dresses and some outfits. And I got to chat to a few of them in terms of, you know, how much of this game really means to them, not just for the game itself, which was for rugby league, but for the community. And they were all saying that, you know, it's more than just a sport. It's a time to bring, you know, their families and their communities together, but also for a lot of our people to really celebrate the diversity that brings everyone together. So they were more happy that, you know, they got to see non-Tongans actually coming and supporting the game and really enjoy the moment, because I think it was one of those ones where we're not aware of the impact that we have on our community when it comes to, you know, games, where it comes to the fashion, the culture of things. But I feel that, like, sometimes you have the chance to really showcase your art. And that was a better way of really bringing in the different vibes of how we see sport, because everyone sees sports through one, like, a different lens. Like, for me, I see it through a different lens as well. But the way that I like to see it is when, you know, we can really do a lot with the culture side of things. And I saw that on the, so there was the pre-match, the pre-game match where the fan day, which was Friday, the day before, Saturday, the day before the game, because the game was on Sunday. And just being with the people and just noticing how the culture of itself really brings a lot of our community was great. But, you know, with the game itself, so coming back to the topic of, you know, Tua Samoa playing Tonga, I feel it was such a great way to see two nations coming together and really seeing how the whole community came out. Like, I'm not too sure if you saw, like, in the Mangere area, Mangere Beta Drive, I didn't think the Mangere area slept. Like, we, we could hear the town center from a mile away, and, you know, just to see everyone coming out of their homes and just celebrating, whether it was, you know, for, you know, Samoa took the win, but seeing Tonga and just all the other, like, there were a lot of flags that were out there that day, sorry, that evening. And it was just great to see our community coming together and just, like, really enjoy. So, you know, yes, Toa Samoa booked their spot into the Pacific Championship Final, overcoming Tonga and weather for a 34-6 victory at the Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium. You know, there's still a lot that really brings a lot of these games to our community. So, Otahu, known as Ota Blue, Mangere, you know, it's a huge time where a lot of our community really come through and just really support a lot of the games. But the culture, ooh, the fashion and also the vibes it really brings into it. Now, the second part that I wanted to speak on, because going to the fan day, you don't really see a lot of what happens behind the scenes. Because when you're there, everyone's just really there just to see, you know, the players and, you know, come and say hi to everyone. But I like to really scope out the fashion and just the culture, the vibes. And, you know, there's a lot of elders that come to that. And it's great because usually everyone likes to focus on the young people because, yes, they bring the vibes, they're dancing everywhere. But I got to see how a lot of our elders, you know, came out in their fashion. And so I did a twist to the way that I was approaching them. I wanted to go and see how they were, like, what got them to dress in the way that they were dressing. And a few of the elders from the Tongan community, they were in all red. Like, they had red dresses, red bows, bracelets. They had, like, the flags. And it was just, it's beautiful how it just really uplifts their spirit to, you know, enjoy what they see in the community for the game and how it brings two nations together, but also just to really enjoy, you know, enjoy the game and just really enjoy the culture and the essence of it as well. So that was a highlight for me, was seeing the fashion. And if you want to know more about this as well, if you jump on my Be About It show via Instagram and check out some of the, on my story, you'll see, like, there were just a few highlights of what happened on the day. And I can't wait because they've got their fan day that's coming up this week, actually. It's tomorrow, the fan day for Tonga. And I wanted to go along and just, again, check out, you know, what's happening for the like, I just love the culture and fashion side because a lot of the days people just really focus on the players, which is great. But I think it's super awesome that you can celebrate what they're wearing and who's coming. Because a lot of the time, a lot of our people like to go to the fan day to see their favorite players come through and just enjoy the highlights of what they see in our community. And, you know, when I see people from the community coming in, it's such a great way to really enjoy. So tomorrow from 3 to 6 p.m., you will see the fan day that's going to be happening at the Otahu College Rugby Grounds from the location of 53 Mangere Road, Otahu, and the MC is going to be Charlie Pome. It's on tomorrow, the 30th of October. So it's from 3 to 6 p.m. But, you know, it's just, I feel like the time's going to go longer, definitely because of the crowds that will be coming in to see. And I think it's just real beautiful that if you are around the community at that time or day, head out and check it out. It's the fan day and it's going to be super exciting as well. So If you are in the area of South Auckland or if you're outside of the area, make your way to the event and really see the fashion that happens, because it's super, super awesome. And at the moment, Miss Samoa is going on at the moment. So for some pageant news, it's happening. And I really love seeing what happens with, you know, the girls that take up an opportunity like Miss Samoa, and what happens with the pageant, because it's a great way for you just to see the categories and the different ways that our girls connect. For this particular pageant of Miss Samoa, they're already on, I think, their second day. It's the official announcement for everyone. And if you jump on Facebook and type out the Miss Samoa pageant and really see what's happening, it's super cool, because the Miss Samoa pageant, hola to our beautiful sister Cece, it's a big pageant that a lot of our Pacific community are not aware of. And in Samoa right now, they've got like a great lineup. I've been following all the updates, and I feel like it's real beautiful when you see our girls really taking on that opportunity to connect with their roots, but also bring their culture to life. I'm talking about the sivas, the costumes, the designs, the colors, the vibes. Like, you know, when it comes to pageantry in the Pacific community, they go all out. It's competitive. So each group really brings it. So whether it's their garments, like it's got, who's got the biggest headpiece? Who's got the biggest like gown? And it's really like, you know, a lot of people say it's competitive. I find it competitive as well, but it's beautiful without competition. What is life? You know, what is life? And I feel like every team that's coming forward for the Miss Samoa pageant, good luck. And I got to see one of our girls as well that's enjoying for the Miss Samoa pageant, but I just love it. Go all out, wear that big garment, and just, you know, enjoy every moment that you have to celebrate with what you're doing. You're only young once. I keep saying this to every time I'm around a lot of our girls in our community, and I'm like, if you want to try something, give it a go, because you never know where that opportunity can lead you. And you're young once, you know, you can never be 21 again, as much as we say we want to be 21 forever. But you only can be 21 once. And I just really love that, you know, sometimes a lot of fear gets put into our mindsets when we're trying to do something or live the life we want to live, or just try it. Like, just go for it and enjoy it. And with the contestants, like contestant number one is Miss Samoa New Zealand. It's Paulina Aveese Tapuai Soti. So she's representing Miss Samoa New Zealand. She's based here in New Zealand, but she's in Samoa at the moment for the pageant. Contestant number two is Miss Ellie's Clothing Boutique, Blessings Jane Langa Aili Schuster. That's beautiful. So she's contestant number two. Contestant number three is Miss Oriana Siva Academy, Pa'anui Ulilasi Batish Le'au Pepe. Contestant number four is Miss Vaisala Hotel Tiare Sylvia Va'ai. She's contestant number four for Miss Samoa. Contestant number five is Miss Samoa USA, and that's Amari Ellis Savannah Moana Manu Ma. So she is contestant number five. Contestant number six is Miss Tapa Creation, Marusiana Olivia Kelsey Setiti. So she is contestant number six. Contestant number seven is Miss Samoa Queensland, La Rona Junal Tivoli. Miss contestant number eight is Miss Lavish Lavashe Kotoa Sina Molin Fa'atau. Contestant number nine is Miss Fale Ali'i District, Julia Liulangi Leuta. Contestant number 10 is Miss Julie's Pacific Sia Inu Fido Peters. She's contestant number 10. Contestant number 11 is Miss Paradise Finance Thingau Mali'i Soti Mapu. Contestant number 12 is Miss Samoa New South Wales Priscilla Tato. And she is your contestant number 12. So they have 12 contestants. Can you imagine that? 12 contestants. And I think it's beautiful because, you know, like I said, pageantry is another way of expressing your culture, your identity, but it's also an opportunity for you to choose you and really go out there and showcase your art, showcase what you're about, whether you want to share something that's politically in your mana to share, whether you want to share something that's in your community. But, you know, there's a lot of platforms to express the way you want to see creativity, to see art, and pageantry in my eyes does that. And I just love that. They've got the online voting for the DigiSal Miss Samoa Pageant 2025. Miss Internet Award is now officially open. The prestigious award will be determined by the contestant who receives the highest number of likes. The Miss Internet Award remains open throughout the pageant program as our contestants journey together in celebration of culture, grace, and service in the search of the next Miss Samoa 2025. Online voting will close at 5 p.m. RPA time on Saturday, the 8th of November, 2025. So for everyone that's tuning in right now, make your way to Facebook and even on Instagram as well and type in Miss Samoa New Zealand. And they are just on their way. I think it's amazing. And I'm always intrigued by the categories. So my favorite category is the traditional wear. Reason why traditional wear for me is my favorite, all-time favorite, is because traditional wear is handmade. Woo! When I was at Miss Pacific Islands for Miss Cook Islands, everything was literally handmade. You can't put the garment on a machine and create big flamboyant creations like that. It has to be made by your team. So whether it's an outfit that is as tall as a tree or as, you know, super wide, like, these creations are beautifully made. And I just love seeing the way, you know, the creativity comes to life through different, like, if you look at taro leaves, or you look at, for my instance, the theme that year was climate change. So just the creativity that a lot of the teams come up with, Miss Solomon Islands, the Miss Cook Islands, Miss Tonga, you know, Miss Fiji, Miss Samoa. So every island has a, you know, it has like a bird, or it has like a creature that really represents who they are. And you'll see that in traditional garments, and that really makes it my favorite. So for those that are tuning in, really, I don't know if it's, this is your cup of tea when it comes to pageantry, but pageantry is really the heart of creativity coming to life. And traditional wear, woo, I think like everyone has their different types of tradition, like for the categories. Like for me, I love traditional wear. A lot of people like the Miss Interview section because it really shows the intelligence and the, you know, the educational side of the women that are actually coming up to share what they want to bring to the world or the community or the island. And Miss Interview is usually has that essence and that dynamic of, whoa, what's this platform or what is she going to be speaking about? There's also Miss Internet as well, Miss Photogenic. There's also Talent, Miss Talent. There's also Miss Community. So a lot of the stuff they do, a lot of the work that they do and the vibrancy that they do in the community. So a lot happens when Miss Pacific Islands is coming up next year in February, but they're all having their crowning for the pageants this year to get ready for Miss Pacific Islands next year. And I will definitely be getting some content for Miss Pacific Islands as well. I really want to go to Fiji and capture Miss Pacific Islands because I feel like it's super important, and everyone loves to be at Miss Pacific Islands as well because it's one of those events where you can see and capture everything that's happening from a media lens. So because I love fashion, I'm making a goal to get there to Miss Pacific Islands. But yes, fam, it's a Be About It show for today. I hope you've had a beautiful day. Make sure you tune in next week for more news about what's happening in the community, what's happening in the fashion scene, pageantry scene, and modeling scene. But yes, have a beautiful week. And remember to stay sparkly. Okay. okay? Enjoy the day, whether you're sitting in the car right now, whether you are enjoying your time, whether it's beach. The holidays are coming up, so you got to get yourself prepared. It is the 1st of November that's coming up on Saturday. Can you see how fast Christmas is around the corner? I am shocked myself, but I am just so excited that I love Christmas. That's another thing I'm going to be bringing in next week, is tips and tricks for Christmas, because I am one of those people that love to decorate the house, that goes all out, and, you know, my family is just, okay, here we go again. But yes, have a beautiful day. Ka kite.